Whether you're in philanthropy or the feminist movement or both, it can be frustrating working in a system that was not designed by or for women. And I'm not just talking about red tape that makes donating or accessing funds difficult, although that is a real pain. I'm talking about how the world is built.
Feminist movements have pretty much been at the peripheries within the funding world, especially those from the global south.
The idea that there's a hierarchy of humanity, some people deserving of more rights than others, some people deserving of no rights whatsoever.
I'm Cara Jabola Carolus. I'm the director of feminist philanthropy at Tandem. It's a collective of world-renowned experts working to accelerate gender equality. In this series, we're asking, what would our world look like if it were feminist by design? What would be different if we approached the most urgent and current issues in philanthropy with a root cause lens? From disaster relief to peace building to organizing in our own backyards, we will identify what the barriers to change are.
There is definitely a form or an arm of philanthropy that contributes to the drive for war.
And we'll explore what we can do to change them.
Money can be a tool, but it's the ideas, the commitment, the passions that can come from anywhere.
If we had a schooling system or a policing system that wasn't patriarchal, what would that look like? And if we even want to begin to approach those answers, we really need to be empowering and giving women leaders the space to even like have those conversations.
Feminist by Design, a new podcast from Tandem. Made for feminists ready to build a better world. Listen and subscribe wherever you get podcasts. New episodes drop soon.